This article is brought to you by the best-selling book site Write Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Remote management, in 2025 stop broadcasting, start communicating. What happened? Remote work is no longer an experiment. In 2025, HR teams are actively reworking their management playbooks to handle a workforce that may never share a physical office. The challenge is not technology or scheduling. It is communication, how managers transmit expectations, accountability, and culture across a screen to people they rarely see in person. The communication angle. Here is the split I see constantly. One manager sends a weekly Slack message with project updates and calls it staying connected. Another manager schedules a 50-minute one-on-one every week, asks two specific questions, and listens before talking. The first manager is broadcasting. The second is communicating. They are not the same thing. Broadcasting is the dominant failure mode in remote management. It feels like communication, because words are traveling somewhere. But broadcasting is a one-way signal. It does not invite response, does not register confusion, and does not detect the quiet employee who is 3 days from quitting. Managers who broadcast are essentially mailing letters to people standing right outside their door. What actually works is what I call structured two-way contact. You do not just check in. You ask a specific, answerable question. What is the one thing slowing you down this week? That question does three things simultaneously. It signals that you care about obstacles, not just outputs. It gives the employee a narrow enough scope to actually answer honestly. And it gives you actionable information you can do something with today. Contrast that with how are things going, which produces exactly nothing useful. The second failure is confusing availability with presence. Remote managers often announce open door policies on Slack or email. Nobody uses them. Employees do not want an open door. They want a scheduled moment where they know they have your full attention. The managers getting results in 2025 are not more accessible. They are more deliberate. They put recurring appointments on the calendar, and they protect those appointments like client meetings, because that is exactly what they are. This is exactly the kind of scenario I break down and Say It Right Every Time. The chapter on intentional listening gives you a framework for turning routine check-ins into real intelligence gathering. Most people think listening is passive. It is not. The right question, asked at the right moment, is an act of precision. That chapter will change how you run every meeting, not just the remote ones. The takeaway. Before your next one-on-one with a remote employee, write down one specific obstacle question and one direct piece of feedback you've been sitting on. Ask the question first. Give the feedback second. Keep the whole conversation to 20 minutes. Do this every week without cancelling. In 30 days, you will know more about your team than most managers learn in a year. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit eamonblackthorne.com to get your copy.